One more minute to go. Okay, we'll give it a minute.
My wife said your son's your business. I don't know if you get to stay.
Well,
he's a golfer.
Okay. We'll wait till it comes up on the. Yes, he will be here for a little while. He's got a. He wants to get his knee repaired. It's got a 10 minutes or so. I think we're going to get our doctor. Call a meeting to order. Could have a moment of silence, please. We could stand for the Pledge of Allegiance, please. Pledge of Allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Just a quick piece of housekeeping. If anyone has any cell phones on or other electronic devices, we would appreciate it if you would turn them off so it doesn't interfere with our recording system. Thank you. Thank you. Okay. Roll call, please.
Charlie Hawkins.
Here.
Dennis Olison.
Here.
Bonnie Onion.
Here.
Harry Robinson.
Here.
Steve Lawrenson.
Here.
Clark Cotner.
Here.
Paul Greeno.
Here.
Okay, the next item on the agenda is the audience participation. No one signed up for this evening. Is there anyone in the audience that would like to address the council? Seeing no one, we'll skip on to the next item. Written communications, Sherry.
We received a letter dated January 6th from Susan Marks. She's with the Bellingham-Whatcom County Council on Domestic Violence. And she included a DV report for Whatcom County. We also received a letter dated January 22nd from her with a report for the cities in Whatcom County. And we received an email dated January 22nd from Carolyn Quirt regarding customer service at the post office.
Okay, thank you. Will we reply to Caroline Quirk, or are we just going to accept that as correspondence?
Out of our bailiwick.
Are we going to treat that one as informational and not reply?
City manager, this is outside of the city's jurisdiction. It's a federal agency, so I didn't know that we would reply to it.
She sent a letter to Northern Light, I think, too, didn't she?
Maybe the Northern Light will be nice enough to reply. Okay, the next item is the consent agenda. We have approval of bills in the amount of $61,040.49. Report for a motion.
So moved. Second.
Any questions or comments regarding the approval of the bills? Hearing none, call for the vote. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Okay, on the consent agenda, we also have approval of the council minutes for January 13th, 2014 council meeting and the January 17th, 2014 special council meeting. If I could have a motion to approve those.
So moved.
Second.
Any questions or comments regarding the meeting minutes? Hearing none, I'll call for the vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries 7-0. Next item on the agenda is the council action items. We have resolution 1633-14, creating a finance committee. Jeff?
Can you hear me? There we go.
There we go.
Perfect.
Okay. So during the 2014 budget planning study sessions, you know, staff discussed and presented projections that showed an anticipated general fund shortfall beginning in 2016. So we see it now as a critical time that various strategies be explored and evaluated in addressing this anticipated shortfall. So one proactive way is for the council to create an advisory finance committee. So what would be the purpose of this finance committee? The purpose would be to provide a precise focus on the alternatives and strategies needed to tackle the shortfall. So you know some important decisions will need to be made and priorities established in the coming future. So the committee would help in establishing those priorities, especially or essentially designing a financial blueprint, coming up with a five-year financial plan. So some of the decisions that would need to be made are, I'll just give some examples. You know, we talked about the street bond and when it retires in 2017. What will the city fund with that property tax revenue that will be available? Will it be used for general fund programs or will it continue to be used for streets? Another critical decision is how much do we put into the general fund reserve? When the Gateway property sells, what do we do with that, those proceeds, that influx of cash? So those are the type of questions the Finance Committee will need to ask. And then after a careful study, priorities will need to be set. And some of the responsibilities of the committee include evaluating various capital funding alternatives, such as street and park levies, as we've talked about, or a transportation benefit district. And then after the Finance Committee has met a few times, it'll be critical in or instrumental in forming an ad hoc citizens advisory committee. And that committee will also analyze funding options and coming up with recommendations for action. So the makeup of the Finance Committee would be three council members, and then you would have staff liaisons, such as myself, department heads, the city manager, and the one committee member would be selected as chair to facilitate the meetings. And I envision that the committee would meet once a month or as needed during the day here at City Hall. So as I said before, you know, the timing is pretty critical. So we need to begin the task now of carefully analyzing and then making decisions regarding the city's future financial condition and involving all the important stakeholders in this decision-making process. So staff recommends that council approve resolution 1633-14, authorizing the creation of a council finance committee. Any questions?
Do you have any questions for Jeff? Questions on the resolution itself? Hearing none, I'll call for a motion.
Move approval.
Second.
Okay. Any other comments or questions?
You need to select your
three. Your three members.
Okay. Do we have to approve the resolution first, or?
I'm sorry, I got ahead of you.
Okay. So all in favor of the resolution, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Hearing none, the motion carries 7-0. And I assume that we are going to have to select three council members to be on this committee. I would like to volunteer for the committee. I'll take any recommendations, suggestions?
A volunteer.
Well, three volunteers. Are there any other volunteers for the committee?
I'll do it.
Okay, so we've got four.
So if you had four, then it would be you'd have a quorum each time.
Yeah,
the
can't
committee
have four.
Meets.
We have
you need
to have
three. Yeah, you could have three and a substitute if you wanted to. If one person couldn't make it to a meeting, you could designate a substitute. Do you want to do that?
Interest anyone?
I can be a substitute.
Okay.
Okay.
So we have the three council members and a substitute.
Okay.
Okay.
So then I will follow up with a meeting
date. Do we have to
date.
vote on that, or is that
I don't believe so.
Okay. Okay, well, we have our committee, and we're set to go.
All right, great, thank you.
And you'll tell us when? And
I will set up a meeting date, yes.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Jeff. Next item on the agenda, action items, is a memorandum of understanding with the Whatcom County Commission Against Domestic Violence.
Good evening, Council. I got this information late last week. We put together a fairly quick packet for you, including information received from the Whatcom County Commission Against Domestic Violence. They've asked the city to participate in a grant application in support of an application they're making up for a grant. If that grant is approved, we'd know that sometime in September it would be for supporting activities for reduction of violence, including school resource officer support, counseling, and those kinds of things for the community. So they're really asking for the council's authorization for me to sign their application and resolution. And answer any questions. And actually, the mayor may have some more information as well.
No, basically, that's pretty well what's been covered with me. Any questions for David?
Harry, is there any funding coming from Blaine right now?
Well, if that's Jeff, I don't think so directly. We do have an indirect through the school resource office where the city is funded.
We actually do pay, I think it's about $1,500 or $2,000 a year.
I think this is directly related to the schools, is it not?
Yeah, very closely related.
Yeah. Any other questions? Okay. If not, we need a motion to recommend approval of the grant and authorize the city manager to sign the application and or other documents to support the grant.
So move.
Second.
Any other comments or questions? If not, I'll call for the vote. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries 7-0. The next item on the agenda is the Commission Committee and Board Reports. Plain Economic Development Advisory Committee, Clark.
No report.
Okay. Plain Tourism and Advisory Committee.
We had a meeting last Friday to start working on the grant applicants. Another meeting scheduled for February 4th to narrow that down to be able to bring that hopefully to the council on the first meeting in February.
Okay. How about the countywide economic development?
No report at this time.
Boys and Girls Club?
No report at this time.
Lane Chamber of Commerce?
No report this time.
WTA Board, Paul?
No report at this time.
Trade and Harbor Shellfish Advisory Committee?
January meeting canceled and moved to February. But February they'll start harvesting fresh oysters out of Drayton Harbor, weather conditions permitting or rain conditions permitting. So we'll be able to get fresh oysters at the dock on Saturday mornings and at the farmer's market in Bellingham at Bellwood Acres, I think, when they're available.
Perfect. Library Committee, Dennis.
They had a meeting last Wednesday, and Carol Solomon is now the chairperson. And the Friends of the Library donated $12,000 last year to the library in various forms.
Okay. How about the Senior Center Liaison?
And they had a volunteers luncheon dinner on Thursday, and it was well attended.
Okay. Mr. Jones, Planning Commission.
I just briefly wanted to mention that the Planning Commission continues to review the Resort Semiahmoo Master Plan update for the SPIT. And there is something that didn't make it onto your calendar related to that. There is a 5 o'clock study session on February 13th. It was scheduled after this agenda was prepared. And as is also noted on the calendar there, on February 13th, the Planning Commission will be hearing a zoning map amendment in the vicinity of Hughes Avenue and Odell Road. It's about 20 acres, more or less centered on Totally Chocolate, where the proponent is the multiple property owners are proposing to make the property manufacturing subzone A rather than manufacturing subzone B and C, which it is now, and that would allow other commercial uses like retail use in addition to industrial uses on that property. Nothing else from the commission.
Sorry, Michael, at the 5 o'clock study session, that is on?
On the resort Semiahmoo master plan update.
Thank you.
That'll go probably until about 6:45, and then they'll segue into their regular meeting.
Okay. How about the park and cemetery board while you're there?
Nothing on the park and cemetery board at this time,
okay,
sir.
Small's Cities Caucus. We attended a meeting, and Susan DelBene, our representative in Washington, was at the meeting, and she discussed a number of items. She just discussed the Farm Bill, which she's on that committee, and at the time that she was attending the meeting, the dairy policy was still unresolved. I believe that that has now been resolved and that the Farm Bill will be up for a vote this week. She talked about immigration reform, and she said that the speaker will release the principles upon which the reform will go forward, and that the immigration reform has border issues and funding associated with it. Spoke about transportation. She said that the basics were covered through the budget, which they had recently passed, but that specific projects need to be allocated. About three-quarters of the meeting was then on the issue of water, and apparently this is getting a lot of attention from Whatcom County. And in particular, Linden, there are about 200 farmers that are taking water out of the Nooksack River to use on their land. And they're quite concerned that a court could at any time advise them that that is illegal and that they would be required not to take any further water out of the Nooksack River. And so DelBene was looking for an ongoing, this is her comments, she's looking for an ongoing conversation to a path for a solution. Now, I know a lot of the people that were at the caucus meeting were concerned that when it comes to Indian rights, the federal government appears to take the side of the Indian tribes, and that the caucus was attempting to find out from the federal government who would be taking up the side of the people other than the Indians, particularly the farmers. And DelBene didn't give an answer to that, so it looks like that's going to be a very hot issue, and I don't know how it'll be resolved. Most of the people, and I think DelBene, felt that it's going to end up in the courts, and that they'll have to rely on a court decision. I don't think it will ever be resolved by negotiations at the local level. Everyone felt that it was almost impossible to get any local agreement, and that it ultimately will have to go to the federal courts, and the federal courts will have to step in and try to resolve the issue. So that was the meeting at the Small Cities Caucus.
Harry?
Yes, ma'am.
Was the exempt wells discussed at all?
Not yes.
They were?
Yes.
Somewhat?
Yeah, DelBene seemed to be well aware of what the issues were.
Okay.
And I guess there's another issue about new wells.
New wells, yeah, and existing. But
and existing. Yeah. And so no one knows what exactly are the water rights for people that haven't got specific guarantees. No one has been advised that they have a right to the water in writing. And so the issue is, does anyone have water rights? And who, and what water rights are there? And that all is up in the air and looks like it's going to have to be resolved, as I said, at the federal level, because the Indian bands or Indian tribes are basically saying that if you take water out of the river, you are affecting the salmon.
And even out of wells.
Out of wells
they're
as well.
Asking
any water
people to prove that.
Any water that's going to go, any water that's not coming, would normally have gone into the river, are going to be depleting the salmon. And so it's going to be a rather interesting issue. I think David and I have talked about that, and it's going to be a hot item. And really, people are looking for leadership. Whatcom County are reluctant to become take up a leadership position because they really have basically no water rights. And Bellingham is probably the next best to take it up, but they're again reluctant to get involved and represent the entire county. So I don't know how that's going to be resolved unless every of all the cities in the county and get together and decide how they're going to handle it. So it's an interesting issue. The next item on there was the Whatcom Council of Governments. I attended a meeting on January the 22nd. There were some minor changes to the 2014 Whatcom Transportation Improvement Program, and these involved items involving WASDOT. And they were minor issues. We also, there was elections, and Sumas, Ferndale, and Blaine were elected to the executive board of the Washington Coalition of Governments. So that was good news. So next item, North Whatcom Fire Update. Chief Hollander.
I shared with you a copy of this month's chief report, which has got all of the end of last year's statistics in there for your reading. And then also, I was asked to bring two bits of information, one regarding Bellingham's proposed code changes for boathouses. And I brought some copies of that. I've already given one to Councilman Reno. I don't know if anybody else is interested in reading the proposed changes. They haven't been adopted yet, but I do have extra copies of that. And then secondly, you asked me to research the coal and oil trains coming through, what kind of emergency preparation they have. And unfortunately, the representative from Burlington Northern and my calendars didn't meet till tomorrow at noon. So I'll have to bring that one to you. I'll be meeting with them for lunch tomorrow. And I'll bring that information to you next week.
Have a nice lunch.
I think he's buying.
Chief, do you know anything about the resolution that Bellingham, the city of Bellingham, is working on regarding train safety?
I do not.
I've got a copy of that. I can provide it to you later.
But I know where I can find it.
David, I think maybe on the agenda we should perhaps address that. I think that's something that the Blaine Council should be entertaining as well. I know at the Small Cities Caucus we raised that, and again, that's an item that I think the federal government's going to have to become involved in it if they're going to insist that they change the type of cars that are being used to transport oil from either North Dakota or Canada. It's going to have to come from the federal level. So I would certainly encourage the council to put forward a resolution both to the state of Washington and the federal government, encouraging them to look into this issue and see if they can't provide us. We're extremely vulnerable here because we're bringing the trains right by the city, and we also bringing them right by an open body of water. And it would be a disaster if there was any derailment here. So,
yes, Clark. Chief, I want to say thank you. And you guys did a good job. We had an incident at a table. We're having coffee at Bob's Burger and Brew, and your guys, we called 911, and they got there in 4 minutes and 40 seconds. And the second ambulance got there in 6 minutes, and we felt really special. We got two ambulances for one incident.
Thank you.
It was really, I was amazed.
Was that tonight?
What?
Was that tonight?
Yeah, about 5:30, 5 o'clock.
That was interesting. We got called to Bob's, and then we got turned around.
Well, what happened is we called, and then he called his wife, and his wife said, no, this happens a lot. And then we called him back, and it was different.
Yeah.
And so we called back the second time. So you guys were already ready. That's why. And I was looking at my watch, and I said, that's okay. It's a little better than Simeon.
Timing. Okay. Thanks. Anything else?
Great. Thank you, Chief. Next item on the agenda is department reports.
I would ask the city manager to start up.
Well, that's a tough act to follow, that great response, but we'll do our best if it works. So a few projects to give you an update on. Probably most visual, you'll actually see some work going on at Lighthouse Point over the next couple of weeks. That project that we awarded late last year is getting started. That'll be doing some waterproofing of our pipe gallery in the basement. And so we'll have some big trucks around there for a few days. Also getting started this week, our energy conservation contractor. We've got a bunch of the folks that will be doing the final design work on the lighting coming in this week. So they're going to be touring this building inside and out, trying to make sure that we've got the right fixes for the right lights. And then that'll be followed by street lights. They'll be the same group going outside. So there might be some activity there. I wanted to let you know this evening we have a oversized transport trailer that'll be coming from Linden down 8th Street and might actually be parking in Blaine for a couple of nights, the trailer. It's about 14 feet wide. It's carrying an electric transformer to Canada, and our assistant director, Bill Bullock, spent a good part of the day today working out the details. And my understanding is that we're going to try to get them parked on private property, but if for some reason there's not room over at the Yorkies, that we have offered our airport property where we bulldozed those buildings down last year. There's a nice concrete pad still there, and so they might park there. Pretty tall, pretty big, so kind of thing you don't necessarily see every day here. We've had some interaction with a gentleman with the VFW, and he is partnering with the local Legion Hall on doing some volunteer work at the Memorial Park, and so you might be hearing about that, or all. This is a X-Plane resident by the name of Denny Thibault that has just brought a lot of energy into this project, and we've got local contributions now toward some improvements or safety improvements anyway of about $1,000. So we're really happy to see some private energy in that, and Public Works is offered to partner with them with labor and so forth to try to make that happen. What else? Kind of a funny thing to talk about. We have been having a big rag problem over at our treatment plant as well as at several pump stations. It appears that folks are literally flushing the hand wipes. That's what we're determining it to be anyway. my intention with that is, well, first we're trying to troubleshoot where that might be coming from a process of elimination. Then Public Works will be doing, hopefully, with the help of the press, a press release, as well as an informational flyer with our utility bills to try to encourage people to throw those in the trash. They're just clogging up pumps and impellers, and we're having quite a bit of staff time going into not just at the plant, but even at our pump stations, having to take the motor apart and put it back together again. So very staff-intensive problem, and we're hoping with a little public education we can put a nip on that. So any questions? I did have one update from the last meeting. I apologize. Councilmember Olison had asked about the Harbor Shores and what we're doing to make sure that we're following the contract in relationship to our rates. And the contract has a provision for essentially doing a three-month average to determine what the typical flows are and how they relate to what was anticipated at the time of the contract. There haven't been enough homes there to really determine that. So we're setting up a program schedule for doing that three-month average a couple times a year, and we'll continue to check in with that, and we will get back to you when we need to do a rate change on that. So I did want to get back to you on that as well.
Questions for Raven?
All right, thank you.
No, thank you. David, do you have any?
I did have it on my conversation to talk to you about the resolution. The city of Bellingham did pass that tonight regarding the tankers, so I'll be bringing that to you at the next meeting. It's pretty interesting, though, how they defined the resolution and speaking to the scope and depth of the numbers of tankers that are on Whatcom County lands, and so I'll bring that to you next week when we meet. Also to mention, we've kind of tweaked the agenda just a little bit. You may not have noticed it, but we're trying to be as concise with the time as possible. So under department reports, those departments that typically would have something to report are listed. If they don't, they're not there. It doesn't mean that Michael or somebody else couldn't respond to your questions. It's that they're just didn't have anything to report, and we're meeting regularly to get the agenda done, so that's why you're not seeing those departments. So if you have a question for somebody, feel free to ask. That's all mine for tonight.
Thank you, David. The calendars are listed there. As Michael suggested, there's one addition, the 5 p.m. study session on February the 13th for the Planning Commission. It's pretty straightforward. Any unfinished business? Any council new business? Okay. The next item on the agenda is an executive session. We're well ahead of the scheduling time, but I assume that's okay.
I did list it as an approximate. It's always hard to tell. And it's
okay, good. So we're okay. We'll break for executive session. Do we have any plan for any action items?
From what I understand, there will be no action taken.
It's okay.
Yeah.
Let's hope not. Well, I wanted to inquire, you know, get a feel for this.
And so how long do we anticipate being?
20 minutes.
Okay, we'll be out about 20 minutes, and then we'll be back in session.